CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor with Selena Zito, the producer and informant of a new series of videos about the middle of somewhere. Her first one is about fly fishing. There will be others to follow, but we turn now to business from the 2020 pandemic, which is still with us. We're still in the midst of a pandemic. There is talk in Europe of new lockdowns. There might be talk in America of mandates or lockdowns coming. So we're still inside the extraordinary circumstances that created in the summer of 2020, spring 2020, summer 2020, a strange turn in American historical affairs. The tearing down, the pushing over, the defaming, the decrying, the canceling of statues of American history. I got involved in this for the first time when I read that in San Francisco, a statue of Ulysses Grant had been pulled over. It made no sense to me. I was flabbergasted. I said, Grant, maybe they don't know who Grant is. Maybe. But then again, I stopped trying to come up with an explanation. Now we go to Columbus, Ohio. Selena, the amazing thing about Columbus, Ohio is that, not that it's named for a very famous man, but isn't that the center of the universe if you go to the university? Isn't Columbus always where you're going to spend your imagination? Columbus?
Yeah, if you're attending, as they say out here, the Ohio State, then you can't avoid being in Columbus. And previously, you could not avoid seeing a beautiful statue dedicated to the man that the Buckeye State named their state capital after.
This is the capital of the state of Ohio, which is an important piece of the story of the Republican Party, an important piece of the story of the Second Revolution, a.k.a. the Civil War. How is it that the statue was first challenged and either removed or qualified by the town fathers? What was their thinking? Can we recover that, Selena?
So during the 2020 protests, the Black Lives Matter protest, as with all things, when there is a fever pitch, all kinds of things get sort of snowballed into the moment, into the heat of the moment. And Columbus, Christopher Columbus, was part of that moment where statues to all sort of European explorers or former presidents were under scrutiny. Now, when I say scrutiny, that doesn't mean it's a balanced scrutiny, and it doesn't mean that it's a thoughtful scrutiny, but it becomes under the radar of those who are driving the culture, and he became a bad guy, and his statue, while it wasn't torn down, it was taken down by decree of the mayor in June of 2020, And I would suggest to the listeners to just Google that moment. The size of the Columbus statue was enormous, and to see it laying on its back and being sort of wheeled away was really kind of an interesting moment in our history. And when I say interesting, I don't mean like, oh yay, that's interesting. I mean like, are we really being thoughtful about what we're doing? And there's a gentleman in my story who says it's never sort of a good idea to act in the heat of the moment. And that's what was done. There are over 30 Columbus statues that have been removed, not as gracefully as that one was. Many of them were pulled down, torn down, defaced, destroyed. The one in my hometown of Pittsburgh has been shrouded in plastic since last year with and it's located in a spot that's not a city square. It's sort of behind a conservatory in a park. But nonetheless, it was, you know, the mayor of Pittsburgh deemed it inappropriate and pulled it away, or covered it. And that's the thrust of my story. While there are not currently big protests that are, you know, grabbing the headlines and driving the news, this march towards removing history is still continuing today. And it is not something that we should, you know, ignore.
The paraphrase used in the ideological contest of the European conflicts over the last century is that the future is assured. It's the past that frightens us, that scares us, that worries us. And what we're witnessing here in these moments about removing historical figures who are part of how we got here, what we're witnessing is fear of the past, anxiety about the past, claiming that the past threatens you, so you rewrite your history. It's easy to see when this happens in a foreign land and something that we decry as a dictatorship. For example, it's going on in China right now, rewriting of history so that the present general secretary is equal to Mao and Mao Zedong's strange conduct for decades that led to the crisis of Eurasia. That is papered over or marbleized in some fashion. But that none of that is going on with these statues, Selina. What I take from your story is it was done in the heat of a political moment in the midst of a pandemic. And in our final minute, do you sense that there's rethinking going on in Pittsburgh and Columbus about these decisions?
No, at least from the city leaders, there's not. Now, that's not to be said about the people. But then people didn't have a large voice in this. The people that had the largest voice in it were the people that were the loudest and caused the most commotion. However, if you look at, if you talk and listen to people, people are more, people, well, this one gentleman said to me, there's 1,000 lessons to be learned by contemplating looking at one statue. And we miss 1,000 lessons every time we tear one down, every time we erase one. They erased one in the aviary in Pittsburgh that told of a Confederate jail once being in Pittsburgh that young people never knew about. But because the word Confederate was in it, it was removed. And I think that's an incredibly sad lesson about what our young people will know about what happened before us.
Selina Zito of the Washington Examiner, the Middle of Somewhere column, and other distinguished publications. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bashan.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.